Okay, so if you had one, you'd have one.
One wasp.
And if you had two?
Wasps.
What kind, let's see. Now this is an insect that, oh, I forgot to ask you. Mud daubers, is there another word for those?
Not that I ever heard.
They sting, right?
Do they? No, I
don't. Oh, they don't sting?
They don't, I never did have one sting. We never seen nobody stung.
And then how about a hornet?
Oh, they're hateful, awful hateful.
They sting?
Yeah.
Do they look like mud daubers?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What do you call the little insects that fly around you at night? And they usually, they carry malaria. You wake up and have a place on your leg or something like that.
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And how are the insects that burrow in your skin and raise well?
Chiggers.
What do you call insects, some are green and some are brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Crickets.
Okay. How about the ones that jump in the grass?
I don't know but one kind. It's called crickets.
How about grasshoppers?
Oh yeah, grasshoppers.
You ever heard people use the word hopper grass? How about small fish that you use for bait?
Minnow.
Okay. What do you find stretched across the corners of the room that haven't been cleaned? In a house that's just been vacant for a while, you come in.
Curtain.
And this stuff seems like string.
Spider webs.
Okay. And how about if it's indoor or outdoor? Same word you use.
I guess you do, because I do. I have to get out and sweep them all, and then next month it'll be a sight to keep them down. But they're pretty on that grass.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. How about the parts of a tree underneath the ground? What do you call that?
Undergrowth?
The way the tree gets water.
Roots.
Okay. Are there any?
Oh yeah, there are a lot.
Are there any that you know of that are used here?
Well, I don't know what they're used for, but I do know that used to people would gather them and sell them for medicine, but I don't know what they're made out of, what kind of medicine they're made.
What would you call a big group of trees that you get sugar from? A pretty large group of trees, all at the same time.
A grove.
Okay. Would you say a maple grove? Or?
Sugar tree grove.
Okay.
Grove of sugar trees.
Okay. What do you call a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark? It's a pretty common tree.
Would it be a poplar? They've got big leaves.
How about some other names of trees you've covered? It's got broad leaves and they're shed all at once and the bark peels. It's got little knobs on it.
Well, that's
It's milk.
They don't grow around here. The first ones only ones I know is in Elizabeth. Grow by the river bank. But I can't think of what you call them.
But this was so tough that sometimes she was for chomping blocks.
I don't know. Never did have any.
Sycamore.
That's what I was trying to think, sycamore.
Okay.
But I didn't know they was tough or anything. See, I never used any, never seen any used.
Okay.
But they do have them little balls on them.
What did George Washington supposedly cut down when he